Stefan, I'm Andrew. That's Brian. What's going on, man? How are you today?
I'm awesome. You know, nice early morning. You know, just getting things going. How you guys doing?
We're doing well, dude, and welcome back to the fold, to the huddle, I should say. Been injured, and now you're back playing, and you got back last week. I guess four receptions, 27 yards. Let me ask you how you have dealt with the transition at quarterback. You know, you have Case Keenum out there, and you guys have an early season victory, and now Sam Bradford, and now you're dealing with Case Keenum. How has that transition been for you guys in that wide receiver room?
I wouldn't say it's been anything, you know, as far as like a challenge, but just because, you know, as a receiver, you just got to do your job. You know, you can't really concern yourself about who's back there. I know you got trust in who's back there no matter who it is, but and it hasn't been too much of a transition. You do your job and you do it to the best of your ability. Good things will happen. And as you can see, the quarterback play, you know, it's been well, so not too much to worry about.
How's Teddy look to you? Are you excited to have him back on the field at some point? And what do you remember about that day last summer when he got hurt so badly?
Yeah, for one, I'm excited. You know, I've been excited since he stepped foot back out there. You know, more so happy for him as a person. You know, to see a guy fight through it and to fight his way back is just something special to watch and see. So I've been more than excited. And I remember when it happened. You know, I was there. I was in the mid of running a route when it happened. So when I look back to see my player and my friend go down, it's just, you know, it was rough. But at the time, I couldn't stay down on it. You know, I had to move forward. But to see him back out here, you know, it's pivotal. And everybody has another thing to go for as far as like, inspiration-wise.
Stefan, as far as your game, man, I've been hiring you since your days there at Maryland. And now it seems like everything's coming together for you. I know you had a little setback with the injuries you're dealing with. But as I stated, you're back in that huddle, back on the playing field. What has helped you with your growth in the league and there with the Vikings?
I would say mostly asking a lot of questions. As a young player, I always ask a lot of questions, especially to older guys and guys I've seen done it for a while, done it the right way, and have been professionals. So, you know, I just kind of asking a lot of questions, learning as I go, and that's been pretty big for me. And seeing guys, you know, have success and how they handle success moving forward, it's always a learning curve. But I mean, I feel like that's the biggest thing for me was questions.
Give us some insight into, say, one of the questions you've posed to a veteran.
Well, as far as like my agency, and we've had a group of guys like Antoine Bethea. He's been in the league for a while now. Maurice Jones-Drew and a bunch of other older guys. But I asked them from day one, what's the best thing for me to do going in as a young player, wanting to earn respect and not really make a lot of hoopla or talk about a lot. Just go in and just do my job. They just simply told me, just work. You know, your work will speak for itself, and go in each and every day and grind, and they'll respect you. You'll earn respect that way.
What about wide receivers on other teams? Are there guys that you watch film of to try and, you know, steal some tricks from?
Yeah, I watch film of a lot of guys. But as far as, like, being a professional, I had Keenan McCardo as my coach in college my last year, and I would say that man probably changed my career as far as, like, how to handle my business and how to go about each and every day, because he was in the NFL for 17 years or so, something like that. So he's obviously had game respect and done it for a long time, and so that's where I would say I get my professionalism from as far as how I approach it. But it's a lot of guys you steal stuff from. As far as like receiver-wise, you know, nobody's the same exact height or speed as you, so it's kind of hard to, you know, you can't imitate, but you can steal some stuff from some guys.
Yeah, Keenan was one of the great ones. He'll steal some stuff from you on the golf course as well. Trust me. When you look at this team, and I know you lost Dalvin Cook, who was a big part of the draft this past spring, and now you've got some different running backs who are getting to tote the rock. But when you look at you guys offensively, how is this offense different from what you experienced a season ago, and how much better do you think you guys are?
I feel like we have a lot of depth at all positions, as far as like not only just running back, but as you can see, quarterback, as you can see as well, receiver. We have a lot of depth at every position. So when one guy does go down, it's not the end of the world. It's not put your head down. You know, we got guys that we trust that also can do it to the best of their ability. So I would say that.
Minnesota Vikings wide receiver Stephon Diggs with us here on Geo and Jones on CBS Sports Radio. Stephon working with Old Spice Invisible Spray. More info is at oldspice.com. We're certainly having fun talking to you this morning and glad you're up with us, but you guys are on your bye this week. Why are you not on an island somewhere with a drink in your hand? What's going on?
Yeah, I don't take too long of a break, but I'm gonna have my little break. I'm going to go see my daughter, so I'm gonna enjoy some time with her. Some daddy daughter time would be fun.
Now, how old is she?
She just turned one.
Okay, so I was gonna ask if she cares that you're in the NFL, but she doesn't care about anything except how to like Mickey Mouse.
Not yet. I'll wait for that.
Because yeah, my daughter's six, and I'm waiting for her to think what I do is cool. Talking on the radio hasn't happened yet.
And speaking of cool, Mike Zimmer, I've seen him lose his cool. What's he like behind the scenes with you guys?
I would say that's my favorite coach ever that I played for, mm-hmm. you know, as far as, like, the relationship that you have with him. His approach each and every day would never change. His mindset would never change, and his work ethic would never change. And I just got a lot of respect for him because, you know, not only just the time and the effort that he puts in, but, the, you know, not only concern, but, you know, he wants you to be better. He wants the best out of you each and every day, and he demands it. So I love him.
Stefan, we'll let you run. Thanks so much.
Pump your brakes.
Sorry, linebacker.
You know I know somebody everywhere, so you got to tell your defensive back coach, Jerry Gray, I said hello, Brian Jones. I'm from the same hometown, and he's older than me. I grew up watching him play at the rival high school, hated him. But tell him Brian Jones said hello from his hometown of Lubbock, Texas.
I got you. I'll tell them as soon as I get back to work.
Okay, man. Appreciate it, and good luck the rest of the season.
Got you. Thank you guys for having me on.